We are in Siman Tov Nun Aleph. We are up to Siv Hey. We will be doing Siifim Hey and Vav. Hey, Kelim Shenishtamash Behem B'Chamim Kefi Tashmishan Hechsherim. Pots that were used for chametz with hot, chamin means hot cooked food. So the way it was used, that's the way you're machshir it. This is the rule that Chazal give us, Kevolo Kach Polto. The way it absorbs, so it gives out. Thus far, we had the basic rule, which is the difference between hagola and libun. Something that is used directly with a direct transfer of heat from the fire to the pot, to the keli, to the food, to the keli, that needs libun. You've got to burn it out. Whereas, if you're dealing with a pot in which you cook, so you use a liquid there to transfer the heat, there what you do is you use boiling water. So now the Mechaber is telling us that even within the halacha of hagola, there are several different levels of just what something would need. In tashmishan bekli rishon, if you're dealing with something that is actually used in a pot that one cooks in, kagon kaf shemagisim bo bekdera, a spoon that is used to stir a pot, tzarech lahachshirin bekli rishon, you have to kasher it in an actual pot. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that we are, even here, we differentiate between two different things. A spoon that you stir a pot that you keep on the fire, if it was used for chametz, you'll have to kasher it by putting it into a pot that's sitting on the fire. Whereas a spoon that you used for chametz in a pot that was off the fire, you can put that in a pot even though the pot is no longer sitting on the fire, as long as it's still boiling. The im tashmishan bekeli sheni, whereas if you're talking about a spoon that is not used for stirring a pot, but is only used for actually eating from, so you eat from a bowl, hechsherin bekeli sheni. So the way you're machshir that is also by putting it into a keli sheni. The keli shemishtamshim bo beirui, whereas a keli onto which you pour from a pot, shemara mikli rishon, that you normally poured or you poured chametz onto it from a kli rishon, lo sagile behechshir de keli sheni. So if you poured chametz from a pot onto into a chametz bowl, so you cannot just go ahead and put this chametz bowl into a keli sheni. What you would have to do is pour boiling water from a keli rishon. Elitzarech laras olav mikeli rishon. You have to pour onto it from a keli rishon. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that you have to make sure, first of all, that as you pour it, you're pouring directly onto it. It doesn't stop in the middle. It means you're not just throwing up a splash of water and it falls down. It's got to be a direct stream of water coming from the pot itself. Further, says the Ramah, kol hakelim sheyesh bem stokim o gumos o chaluda. Any pot that has either a split or a groove, or rust, v'hu betocha kli, and it's inside the keli, v'lo yucha l'nakron l'nakosan, and you cannot clean it, ein lahagilon, you can't do agolav, v'tzarech libu m'mokam ha'sedek v'chaluda, you would actually have to burn out that place. We've had this before. Now the Ramah was careful in writing besocha kli that this is taking place inside the keli. What if you have a crack or a groove on the outside of a keli? So the Mishnah Berurah says it depends what you use the keli for. If you're talking about a pot that you cook on, you cook in the pot, on the inside of the pot only, there the fact that it's got a groove on the outside wouldn't mean anything. We have no reason to believe that there's any dirt stuck inside it. Whereas, if you're talking about, say, a serving spoon, a soup ladle that you stick into a pot, the outside of it goes into the pot as well. There, if there are any grooves, we assume that they also filled up with chametz, and there you would actually have to burn them out. But otherwise, a crack or groove on the outside of a pot would not require libun, because we'd say that it's clean, the food never really touched it. Sivvav. Now, the Mechaber here in Sivvav is talking about kalim that are used for different things. They're sometimes used on the fire, they're sometimes used with liquids, they're sometimes used as a keli rishon, sometimes irui. What is the halacha there? Says the Mechaber. Kol keli holchin bo acharov tashmisho. Every keli you go by the majority of its usage. Hilcha, therefore, karos, when you're dealing with plates, afal pishal afamim mishtam shemem bekli rishon ala eish, even though sometimes they're actually used on the fire, we're talking about some kind of plate that you could use on the fire. Kiven Sharov Tashmishu who be irui, since the normal thing to do is to pour from the pot onto it, Shemar Ale Mikli Rishon Kahu Echsheran, all it needs is irui. Now the Mishnah Brura speaks out that this is talking about in a case where it was not used for chametz within 24 hours. So what you're doing is you're kashering a pot that is Eino Ben Yomo. Midoraisa, we said that the taste that is Eino Ben Yomo was off and cannot aser anything. It's a chiyuv drabanan to kasher. The rabbanan were makel and allowed you to go by what its normal use is. That's Rov Tashmisha. Whereas, if I know that it was used within 24 hours for chametz over the fire, then the chametz in it is going to be able to aser, and as a result of it, I cannot rely on Hagola, because this became treif over the fire. The kula of chazal is only in an eino ben yomo. This is what the Mishnah Berura says. Now this whole thing is only the mechaber shita, that you go by the majority of its usage. Hagov yesh machmirim lahagil hakaras b'kli rishon. So there are machmirim that say that you have to do hagola on these plates, even in a kli rishon. The chenu minig, that is the minig Ashkenaz. Mishnah Berura says b'dieved were somach on the first one, and say you went by rov tashmisho, and now you use this pot on Pesach, it would not be able to answer anything. That's the first thing. And the same goes for anything that one could be afraid perhaps it was used in a Kli Rishon. Now the Ramah is adding something here. The Ramah is saying not only is it that if you know for a fact that it was used in a Kli Rishon, you would have to, occasionally, you would have to kasher it, but if it's the kind of thing that could have been used in a Kli Rishon, you have to be choshesh for it. So the Machabra sheet is you go by its regular use. The Ramah sheet is not only do you not go by its regular use, but you've got to ask yourself, well, for all I know, maybe it was used, because there are some times that we do use it on as a Kli Rishon. Now, by the way, there's good reason to understand why the Ramah would not go by Rov use. Remember, the Ramah holds that Nosan Tam of Gam on Pesach Asers. According to the Machabra, if you used a chametz pot on Pesach, but it hadn't been used for chametz for 24 hours, it wouldn't aser the food. According to the Ramah, it would aser the food. So that according to the Mechaber, we're never dealing with a question of a b'dieved. B'dieved will be mutter anyway, as long as it's an Eina Ben Yomo. And we already spoke out, the Mechaber was only talking about an Eina Ben Yomo. And there he said, you go by Rov Tashmisho. Where since the Ramah would aser even an Eina Ben Yomo, the Ramah, we understand why the Ramah would want to be machmir, that you'd not go by Rov Tashmisho, because if it was ever used, say, on the fire, then now it would be able to aser. Now the Ramah goes further. V'yesh machmirim lahagil kol klei shtia. There are those who are machmir to take all the drinking kalim and kasher them. Afal pisha tashmishim b'tzon, even though they're not generally used for how altogether. We're talking about something you have cold drinks in. Mishum shalafam and mishtam shal mechamed, because you never know, occasionally we do use them for hot. V'yesh machmirim v'chenu aminag lahagilam. And the minag is to be magalim, b'dieved sagila b'shtifa. And b'dieved, as long as you rinse them out well, that is good enough. The kar is gedolish layuchel afas tok kili rishon. What happens if you have this large plate that you're not going to be able to put into a kli rishon? Yitn aleim even meluban, the yar aleim roastim a kli rishon, v'heviki kili rishon. The next best thing to a kili rishon is to pour boiling water over a stone that was made to be red hot. And this will give a din of a kli rishon for something like a kara. Now, the Mishnah Berura comes out that we cannot use this for something that really needs, that really is used in a kli rishon. This is only going to be, this is something that we're only makel in because you don't have a choice. You can't stick this into a pot, and its normal use is not in a kli rishon. Even there, the Mishnah Berura says straight out, if you're dealing with something that Rov Tashmishon isn't a Kali Rishon, you cannot be Makel with an Eva Malubin. Even in our case, the Mishnah Berura says that you should only be Makel if it's an Eina Ben Yomo, but if it's a Ben Yomo, you should not rely on this. V'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh, v'yavir reven al kol akli shaz magel kulo. And you have to move the stone around the entire Kali, because this way you do Hagola on all of it.